This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. New Hampshire is one of a handful of states that's critical in the upcoming election, and a new WBUR poll shows why the outcome in the state is crucial to both who becomes president and which party controls the U.S. Senate. The poll was conducted by Steve Gazella of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. It surveyed about 500 likely voters on Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday. Steve Gazella, thank you for coming in.
Good to be here.
So you conducted the poll, as I said, the WBUR poll, right on the heels of the presidential debate on Monday night. We released this morning the results of the presidential poll, and they showed that Hillary Clinton seems to have stopped the slide she had prior to the debate. Could you recap the results for us?
Yes, we found Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 42% to 35%. Neither one of the candidates is particularly well-liked, but Clinton was seen as doing better in the debate and, importantly, is much more likely to be seen as fit to be president than Donald Trump is.
If we look at the next step down to the U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire in particular, this was kind of revelatory, and this is the part of the poll that's being released just this afternoon. This is the race between two women, Governor and Democrat Maggie Hassan and Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. Can you tell us how that one came out?
We find a very close race. We have Maggie Hassan with 48% and Kelly Ayotte with 46%. A lot of the polls that have come out on this election show it as a 1 or 2 point race in either direction.
So what you have is the Democrat, Maggie Hassan, doing somewhat better than Kelly Ayotte, and you have Clinton doing better than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Are they linked, the two results linked? Is this the down ballot effect we've been hearing about?
Certainly there is some link. I mean, both Senate candidates have, to different extents, embraced the candidate at the top of the ticket. In the case of Kelly Ayotte specifically, it's a very reluctant embrace and a sort of minimalist, hesitating embrace. You know, she's not wild about the idea of being associated with Donald Trump, but does say that she's going to support him. So her challenge is to create some distance. You know, if Trump's going to be trailing in the state by 7 going into Election Day, obviously she needs to get some voters that he's not getting.
And what does that tell us about the wider import of New Hampshire nationwide in terms of control of the U.S. Senate?
New Hampshire is one of the closest contests. And, you know, the odds when you look at the projections are very close. And this is one of the races that, because it's so close, could easily be the one that tips the balance between whether it's the Democrats in charge after November or the Republicans in charge.
You also looked at the gubernatorial race. This is between two men, Colin Van Ostern and Republican Chris Sununu, whose father was governor of New Hampshire previously.
And there we found Chris Sununu with a 3-point lead, obviously within the margin of error. This one's interesting, though, because when you line up the president, Senate, and gubernatorial contests, you can see three very different outcomes, meaning people are willing to split their tickets. You know, you've got three very different margins between the president, Senate, and gubernatorial contests. There's a lot to be written on this election because Colin Van Ostern still has a ways to go in terms of name recognition. Chris Sununu is pretty well known, though there's a lot of people who don't have an opinion about whether they like or dislike him yet. Colin Van Ostern's just not that well known yet.
How much can a state like New Hampshire be a bellwether when I noticed that, I mean, the majority of the state obviously is white, and I think 98% of the respondents in this poll are white or identify as white or Caucasian as well?
It's interesting because they are white, but they tend to be more liberal than many other states that are this white.
So not the old New Hampshire, is it?
It's not. You know, since the particularly since the early 90s, it's been trending a bit to the left, and now lines up pretty closely with the nation in a lot of ways in terms of voting, not in terms of demographics, obviously.
Anything about this poll that surprised you?
I was surprised by how wide the margin was for Hillary Clinton getting the debate win. You know, so often on so many questions, we see people just retreating into their partisan corners. And no matter what you ask them, they're going to snap back to answering that their party's better. They prefer their positions. They prefer their leaders. But in terms of the debate question, there was a very clear indication that it was Hillary Clinton that had won the debate.
Steve Gazella, thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Gazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. To see WBUR's new poll, all the results, go to WBUR.org.